Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Big Boy's Neighborhood, beautiful day in the neighborhood, man. First off, I got to say, welcome back to the Queen. Tiana Taylor, welcome back to the neighborhood. How you doing, my love?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good.
Hey, man, now, it's crazy because we're in a full pandemic. We know it. You know what I'm saying? We've been doing our interviews quite different. But I think that I had George Lopez. He was kind of slumped back on the couch just a little bit. I had French Montana. He did the interview shirtless. Don't ask me. That's one of your homies. Hit him up direct. But now we get like Tiana Taylor just kind of lounging, laying back. You know what I'm saying?
Get wrapped because it ain't done, you know.
How different is it compared to like last time? And I mean just on promo-wise when it comes to the album. Like how is it different now when you talk about the album as opposed to keep that same energy when we were out and about?
I think it's a lot different, you know, because we're definitely talking about a complete project and a project that I wanted from the beginning, you know, and not really something that like caught me off guard. You know, remember when I came the last time, I was still excited. I was still happy, but I was kind of caught off guard and I didn't really, you know, it wasn't really a lot of questions to answer because I didn't really know, you know, what was going on with the rollout. Like everything kind of just like,
Is this rollout different during a pandemic where you doing an interview where you just kind of lay down in the bed? You know what I'm saying? And we could do it like this.
And it just worked out so perfectly because, you know, last album I wasn't pregnant.
Right.
I'm Big Mama over here. Big Mama 6 months pregnant over here, you know, so I got to lay down because this stomach is heavy. So I'm like literally laid on top of my pillow. Like my stomach alone is just laid on top of the pillow. So this works out perfect for me. I can make this my new normal person.
Please don't. You know, I know, and I've been hearing that too, Tiana, where, you know what I'm saying? And please don't.
Like, nah, man. I can see you in person.
It's so much to cover. And I do want to ask about, you know, you're on baby number two right now. And when it comes to the pregnancies, is it different or is it pretty much the same? You know how sometimes it's like, I've been there. I know.
It's different. It's different. And it's crazy because when I got pregnant, like I definitely thought it was going to be a walk in the park the second time because I literally wasn't sick with Junie.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think because when I was pregnant with Junie, I was on tour with Chris.
Oh.
And I had to be, we started that tour maybe when I was about 3.5 months. And we finished the tour when I was about 5 months. So I was touring 5 months pregnant, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, around the same time. So I guess from all the movement and just always moving and always active, it was kind of like mind over matter. I wasn't sick. I've been sick this whole pregnancy, this whole second pregnancy. It's been crazy.
How do you do all that where you know, you got to be mommy 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be artist 100%. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you balance all that? Plus with a new album project, Junie could need something right now. Iman can need it. Like, how do you balance all that that's so important to you?
I mean, you know, I've always been big on balance, you know, and finding balance. I think this time more, I've just been meditating a lot.
Yeah.
I got two little like meditation areas. I have one on my balcony and one down in my living room under my stairs. So I really find time to just meditate and like reset myself, like center myself and just kind of find that balance because this, you know, Junie is excited about the new baby, but she don't understand all the time that, the sickness that come with it and the tiredness and, you know, she don't really understand that. So she's like, mommy, can I kiss the baby? Do you feel better? Okay. You feel better? Okay. Can you come with me downstairs and get me some da 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 da?
Hell yeah. Can you come
like,
down
mommy,
and
you're the best.
So and she just juggle these bowling balls.
You know, just juggling, you know, and, Iman, and he's so amazing. He's trying to help out as much as he can. But, you know, I just still make sure I do my due diligence as a wife and as a mom. And, you know, that's just naturally is what's instilled in me. You
but
know?
Tiana, so there's no checkout. You know, there's no punch out where it's like, ooh, I'm on till 3:30. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep, oh, okay. Because even with my queen, people are like, oh, you get up and you go to work. I'm like, man, but she has the harder job at the house, like raising kids. And then on top of that, you know, of course your mommy, your wife, but also it's like you got to give us enough too. You know what I'm saying? Because
no, for real.
Like, we as the fans and as the people, we're demanding. You know what I'm saying? Like we want the album. So now you got to set aside all that. And no matter what you're feeling like, you know, and we rock with each other, but we're doing an interview. You know what I'm saying? Where you could probably, you know what I'm saying? So how do you separate all that time where you got to do, I call it the enoughs, mommy enough, wife enough, friend enough, homie enough, artist enough. Like, how do you separate the enoughs? Do you get a chance to kind of shut down?
Not really. Mm-hmm. Like, I would literally have to hide somewhere. I probably have to, like, go in one of the guest rooms and just, like, get up under the covers, because that's the place where my daughter would never expect me to be.
Right.
You know, but
I mean, also how you got pregnant the second time, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that under the cover shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're going to keep it real, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yo, you is stupid.
Iman know where to find you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he know how to find that thing.
Yeah, he gonna be like, yeah, she over there under them covers. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's very rare. Sometimes I just do it. You know, if I'm doing a radio interview, like, Junie at any given moment can just walk in here and she'll come and give me a kiss. You know, Junie don't care. I just find a balance. It's not really like I don't set in a specific time where it's like, okay, you guys, I'm going to do radio or I'm going to do album stuff. So don't bother me from this time. That just doesn't exist.
And then I'm pretty sure Junie don't have the same schedule you have where it's like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, I can't go into the room till 11:15. Yeah,
Junie's on Junie time.
The album. There's so many questions. Why the title, the album?
Well, what's crazy is originally KTSE was supposed to be the album.
Mm-hmm.
And then I switched it to KTSE. So when this next album came, I was like, okay, this is for sure the album. Because, and I'm happy. It's crazy how God worked. I'm happy that I was able to go with a different name. Because I don't really feel like the last album would have been the album. You know, like, this was the album. This was every single emotion. This was a full body of work, you know, like, this got straight to the point. And that's what I wanted. That's where I wanted to go with this album. Like, this was the album for me. This was 100% me, 100% dedication, 100% in tune, you know, 100% locked in. Like, it was the album for me.
But you can tell, Tiana, you can tell that this is the album. Like, if we would have switched and keep that same energy, was the album. And then let's just say this one was Keep That Same Energy. For some reason, even the title doesn't apply to, because when you hear the album, for one, I love how you flushed it out. You know what I'm saying? Where it felt like you got a chance, and no disrespect to Keep That Same Energy, but it felt like you had a chance to breathe on this one.
Yeah, it was like waiting to exhale. Yeah. You know, you got the chance to exhale. And another reason why, like, the album made sense for me is because I feel like we all, as artists, we name our albums based on what we feel like the emotion of our album is. Because the album hits so many different emotions, there's really no title for it. Yeah. You know, like, there's really just, this is the ultimate album. You know what I'm saying? Because it's literally hitting every single emotion, and it's in sections.
Yeah, and that's what I want to ask you about, too.
The theme is by Studio Rooms. So
yeah.
Studio Rooms.
Yeah, so when you did the sections, like the A, the L, like, not only recording great music, but making sure that you took us through that balance. It wasn't like things just thrown in, like, oh, just put that in A and put this in. You know what I'm saying?
It seemed
like,
put that in A, put that in B.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do we have that in you yet? Oh, we don't have nothing in you. But
right, we ain't got nothing in you.
It felt
that's how
like
I became 23 songs though.
Yeah.
That's how I became 23 songs, because instead of just throwing anything in anywhere, like, if I felt like, okay, cool, because I started to see the pattern that each studio room had about 4 songs in it. And it would be a certain studio room that had 2 amazing songs, but I'm like, I need one more because I wanted the album to be playlisted.
And you,
my goal was the staying power.
You couldn't just pull one and put it into the other. You were like, I gotta make something for the beat.
I gotta make something for this. Something is missing. I don't feel completion. It doesn't feel complete. You know, something is missing. But what I also wanted to do is I wanted it to have that staying power. People think that like artists, they drop these albums and yeah, listen to all 12 of my songs in one sitting. Cool. That wasn't my idea. That's not my plan. I want you to be able to really listen to it in the sections, in parts. You get to choose. You can take my album and say, let me sit with the album for 5 days out of this week. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you pick a studio room a day. You know what I'm saying? Or you can pick a song a day. Like, so it gives my album that staying power because you're learning something new every single day. So it doesn't offend me if somebody like, oh my God, I seen Tiana's album, but she said 23 songs. I don't know if I can get through it. Like, you can get through it.
But the one thing that I did enjoy about the album as well, and I'm still like listening, is that you could tell you and not that, oh, you put the time in, but you put the time in it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's such to me a great album because not just how melodic it is or how you take us through and what you do with your voice. And it's not about, oh, who's on the album? Because the album carry its own weight. And you can tell that you went in, and it's so crazy that it's called the album, because you could tell that you went in to make the album. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah,
And I felt like
had a lot of ammo.
Yeah, and fully loaded clips too, though. But also knowing you and knowing your music, it felt like this one, you let us inside even more. Like there's layers to how you let us in. Was that intentional, or is that just kind of where you were at?
No, it was, I mean, it was a little bit of both, you know? It was like, okay, I wanted to be to a place where the album is going to be in your mouth regardless. Mm-hmm. So Tiana, with the album? Oh, yo, the album was dope. The album was trash. Yeah. Like, whatever your opinions is, the album is still in your mouth. It's gonna always be in your mouth, regardless. Pause. it's gonna always be in your mouth. You feel what I'm saying? But yeah, that's what I wanted it. I wanted it to be. It was these layers of, you know, where you have Studio A, where it's assembling the pieces of love. You know what I'm saying? Then you have Studio L, where it's about lust. You know, these strong sexual desires. You know, and then you go into Studio B, where it's taking you through this bad bitch,
yeah,
with this belligerent, you know, behavior that's like, yo, stop fucking playing with me. I'm breaking mirrors. You know what I'm saying? And then we want to tone that bad bitch down a little bit, because at the end of the day, you know, once a good girl go bad, she bad forever. So now, no matter how bad she is, she's still unconditionally, which pours you into Studio U, unconditionally fighting for love, no matter what, you know? And then M is just like the moods, and it takes something from each. It takes a little bit of something from each studio room and brings it together. It's the moods of completion. And, you know, that's kind of how the album is broken down.
But even the intro, which is the intro, when you first hear that, I was already invested when I first heard the intro. And the intro, mm-hmm. if people have heard, it's, of course, that's the actual 911 call?
Yes, that is the actual 911 call.
Dude, how beautiful is that? Had that been out before, or was that the first time you shared it with us?
No, that was the first time that I shared it on a project, but it was actually already out. So here's the deal. When I had Junie came a month early. Mm-hmm. She was literally... She came, I want to say, 3 days before she would have considered to be a full-term baby. Mm-hmm. So technically, once we got to the hospital, they had to put in an incubator. So I'm like maybe 1 or 2 days postpartum. I'm still at the hospital, and TMZ put out the 911 call. And I was extremely bothered. Like, I ain't going front. I felt like my privacy was invaded. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I guess I was just, you know, the postpartum emotions and different things like that. And I thought it was very distasteful. Like, I was really, really upset because I felt like I wasn't even all the way settled in to really be able to take that call in the way that everybody else did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I grew more appreciative toward it when we actually got home with Junie And it started to circulate around the blogs, and it started to actually make me and his caption make sense, because when we first kind of wrote down what happened in the caption, everybody was like, oh, artist is always trying to be different. Somebody always trying to have a different da-da-da-da-da. Kind of thought we were lying or whatever. So when that 911 call came out, everybody was kind of just like gagging, like, oh, this really happened. So it worked to our favor, you know, from that standpoint. But most importantly, when I got home and really took it in, I was like, damn, this is really beautiful. Because, you know, had Junie stayed in another month, I would have been able to get my footage and, you know, capture the moment. And it was like, this was a way of the moment being captured without
right.
me getting to really, you know, do it the way that I wanted to do it. So it was really beautiful when I was just listening to Iman cry, like how emotional it made me. I was like, this is beautiful. Like, so when I was working on KTSE, that was supposed to go on KTSE.
See how God worked?
Which I'm happy that it wound up not going yeah. on there, because Junie wasn't really singing yet, you know? So that's why I'm like, this is the album. Like, Junie done hopped on, and she naturally hopped on Come Back to Me. She heard the beat and was like, Mom, I remember I was on live, and she asked if she can go inside the booth. And she started singing. I was like, yo, I'm putting this on my album. And once this song was done, I was like, yo, this would be dope. I need That's to open dope. Up my whole call. I meant my whole album to the phone call. And then,
hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit CANeighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Junie just opening up the whole album.
When Junie goes in to do Come Back to Me, do you pay her? Is there any paperwork? Or are you just like, hey, I'm Moms and... this is what you just
no, it
do.
Was it was paperwork.
Okay,
it was
all right.
paperwork done.
Okay,
I had to go through her management.
Just want to make sure. You know what I'm saying?
Because, yeah. No. I had to go through her management.
Yeah.
She kind of gave me a hard time because it was kind of like, okay, cool. Well, you give me another baby, give me a sibling, or I'm gonna give you these managers. And at the time when she recorded the song, you know, I wasn't really ready for the siblings yet because I was trying to do
right.
the album,
so you did the manager thing.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, the manager thing or whatever. But now I was like, well, how, what I got to do to get you in a video, like for the visual or whatever. And she was like, the same deal. Shit don't stop. You know, shit ain't changed.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
But then I threw it back a couple times. Finally got the seed. You know
mm-hmm,
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let her know I had the seed.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, all right, bet. We gonna knock this video out as soon as you drop the, you know, you drop the seed. And I was like, all right, bet.
That's dope. I'm glad that she held her own, and I'm glad that you, as a mom, knew how to separate that when it came to negotiations.
You know what I'm saying? Separate, you know,
and
that's hard in the industry. You know, you got to know that line. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
But you figured it out. You figured it out.
Yeah.
Now with the album, when it comes to collaborations, there's collabs on there that people say, all I need is just this one. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I get that one, then the album is done. You know,
right.
You got collaborations on this album that are amazing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, the homies, the low-hanging fruit when it comes to Quavo, but he does amazing
That's
work. Future. You know what I'm saying? But when I look at names like Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu, those are also names where they, you know, Erykah Badu totally pick and choose who she mess with.
Mm.
Erykah Badu is like not one of those where I have an album coming out. Like, she is when she want, how she want,
right.
the way she want, or she don't do it at all. You know what
right.
I'm saying? How did that relationship come together? Because everybody wants Erykah Badu. How did that come together, Teyana Taylor, where you do get Erykah Badu? I heard that you were afraid to ask.
Yes, I was super afraid to ask. I think, you know, what I'm the most appreciative is you just never know who's watching, you know? And, you know, I've always been big on paying homage. I've always been big on, you know, respecting the legends that has come before me, you know? And they see that because they deserve to be celebrated. And I have no issue celebrating them, no matter what people's opinions are about me, and always feel like, oh, she's stuck in the 90s or she's stuck in here, da da da. That's fine. I'll be stuck there. Because
mm-hmm.
then when it's time for Teyana to go and get her features, then that shit easy breezy. You feel what I'm saying? Because they know that this love over here is genuine, and this ain't no You know, this but ain't no fake shit.
It's easy breezy in the rear view. But when you looking through the windshield and you like, man, I got to ask Erykah Badu for a feature. In the rear view, it's easy. Like, it's on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. I'm talking about like probably like Tua, Erykah, or Lauren. They look at it like, you know, they told me like, yeah, I would be honored. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But imagine if I was one of those artists that felt like I'm the shit.
Yeah.
Yo, you gonna hop on my song because I'm that. They were like, bitch, get your dumb ass out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but they see that I've always have supported and always have celebrated, you know what I'm saying,
right,
the culture, and they appreciate that.
How do you ask?
But I was prepared for Erykah to say no.
Yeah.
Prepared for Lauren to say no, and I would have still loved them the same. I'm that kind of person, whereas like, I know that Erykah don't play no games. So I would have just still even been excited that she even answered my question. But what I did is, you know, that's when the Harlem had to pop in.
Yeah.
New York and me.
Say that.
You know, my charm had to work my way through. So she had tweeted about KTSE or whatever. And, you know, in Erykah's language, she's like, you know, I love that little project or whatever. And I'm like geeking. And then the fans is in the comments like, why you got to call her project little though? And I'm like, yo, this generation is too much. I'm mm-hmm. like, she loved my little project. My project, she can name whatever that project she want to name it. She loved my project. That's what I'm saying. Like the two different mindsets that, you know, I be on, I'm on a whole different wave. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I knew she meant no harm. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, that's almost like how shit gets started.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Because out of everything else that Erykah Badu, the Erykah Badu said, that's all you see is that she said she loved my little project. Bitch, it was little. It was 22 minutes long, man. Yeah, it was a little project.
Hell yeah.
Would you rather say I love your short project? It was short, little, tiny, all the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Like the key words that she said that she loved my project. And that the love part is what I seen rather than making something so small, something so negative. You feel what I'm saying? So that was the first thing. And then she reposted a picture of some artwork that she was in that I was also in, and she tagged me in it. I'm like, okay, so she know me. No,
like,
she's not, noticing
you're like,
me,
I'm,
you know?
I'm radar.
You know, I'm in there. And then I seen she was following me. I was already following her. Seen she was following me. And then one day, what the kicker was, I posted a picture of me, Iman, and Junie. She commented and was just like, oh, I love y'all. I said, I'm in there.
Hell yeah.
I'm in there.
You got a pen, start hitting them. You was like, low key.
Yo, I said, I'm in there. So when I started working on, and that was like maybe a year ago, but I always kept that in my back pocket that I was in there. You know what I'm saying? And when I heard this beat, I promise you, I wrote low key in like 30 minutes. And I heard the beat and I knew, I'm like, yo, this is next lifetime. This I need Erykah on this. And I mean, around the time that I had this song, I had the song for like 2 months and I was so scared to ask her. She left another comment under the page. I said, oh yeah, it's lit.
How it's do lit. You ask? Do you do it? Is it through social? Is it called, like, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know how sometimes you waiting on the reply.
She DM'd me and we were DMing back and forth, and she gave me her number, and this had nothing to do with the song. So I really felt like, you know, I was getting in there, you know, like I was really shooting my shot. And I got her number, and I remember I was like, you know what? Fuck it, I'm going to just call. Like, me and my friends in the car, they're like, nah, fuck that. We're going to call. I'm like, yeah. What time?
Come on, you can do it.
You know? Like, yeah, you know, you could do it.
You're like, so do it now. No, I'll do it later.
Right, you know what I'm saying? So I called, got the voicemail. She sent me the voicemail. But then she sent me a text. She was like, who this?
Mm.
She said, hey, it's Tiana. You know, and then she called me back, and then that's when I was able to, like, you know, text her the song and like break it down to her. I was nervous as hell. Voice was all shaky, but I got done. She was like, oh, just send me the song. I sent her the song. She called back immediately. And she was, before the song was even done, she was like, ooh, this run? But okay, I'm gonna call you back. I'm not done listening. So I was hyped.
Damn.
I was like, okay. Yeah, she called me just about one of the runs that I did in the beginning of the song. And then she hung up and she finished listening to it. And then she called me back and she was like, it's so dope, and I love how you made it your own. You didn't just take the song. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really molded it, you know, to you, who you are. And she was like, I would be honored to get on the song. And I was like,
Tiana, that's that perfect timing again, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's that perfect timing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, sometimes either God, whatever you think it is, they write the script. Like, perfect mm-hmm. timing. Like this wasn't, of course, we go back to keep that same energy. This wasn't that. It was, you know, taking your time. And when and then mm-hmm. there's so much other stuff. There's life. There's maturity. There's being a wife. There's being a mother. There's so much that go into why a low key is a low key and why Erykah Badu felt that it was that time to jump on as well.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. And her just, like, loving my union and my family, mm-hmm. you know, and with me and Iman, you know, a lot of people feel like they've watched us grow.
Yeah.
You know, that's so crazy, it's like yeah. a lot of people also, they treat us like their nieces and like nephews. So it's always this genuine love and like this family love more than anything. You feel what I'm saying? Like, literally, Erykah has become such, like, she was already somebody that I always loved, but a person that I can actually call a big sister, a mm-hmm. friend, you know, like, she's really my role dog, you know, like, I've called her crying. I've called her ready to give up. I've called her, and her voice is just so soothing. Just me being pregnant and her sending me guided meditations and, like, you know what I'm saying? And just her, I just love hearing her tell me she loves me. I'm like, I love you. She's like, and I love you too.
What's crazy about that is how you're an artist and you look at Erykah Badu and you look at others and you can admire that. And then we had like London B in the neighborhood, right? And y'all did the collaboration for Rhythm and Flow. And to mm-hmm. hear her speak about you, you know what I'm saying? It's like how I'm seeing you speak about Erykah. Cause she damn near said some of the, like, I love her music, the energy as soon as she walked in, how comfortable you made her. You know what I'm saying? So there's always somebody that has that story. You know what I'm saying? You mm-hmm. have your story that here, she has her story that goes from her to you. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because character is what's being said about you when you're not in the room. And the one thing that I get from you every time I see Iman as well, like, y'all character. I don't feel like Hollywood, and you know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's what people really love about you as well, is that we don't have to go through all the bull stuff to see exactly where you at. You know what I'm saying?
And I mean, that's what happens when you respect the people that come before you. Mm-hmm. Because when you respect people that come before you, that means you're willing to learn.
But we're not seeing a lot of that now.
When you're in that, exactly.
Yeah.
So, which is the reason why when you're in a position where it could be Erykah to me or me to London B, I'm that to London B because that's what I learned.
Right. That you know that
taught.
Feeling,
but it's
too.
Also was within, but it's taught. When you have that positive love from a person that you look up to, that's how you're going to treat people that look up to you. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. And that's why I think it's so important to respect and value the words that the legends before us, the things that they say, and not to take that lightly. You know, it hurts mm-hmm. my heart to see how some people treat our legends and handle them, you know? And I don't take that lightly, you mm-hmm. know, because them words and them wisdom, they've been there, done all of that, been there, done all that shit before we even was probably thought of. You feel what I'm saying? We was coming up, still trying to figure it out.
Hey, Tiana, does it trip you out that the album, when you listen back to it, that the album is your album?
It do trip me out. I mean, it tripped me out just even being on the phone with you right now. And it's like, you're really reminding me, like, yo, you have Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
Erykah Badu, Missy Elliott, yeah. and Timbaland.
Yeah.
Like, it's really like, this is a dream come true for me because, you know, this is my, that's the ever. Honestly, I wish I could be 45 right now.
Right.
And I'm not trying to be funny or trying to diss, like, you know, this generation, but it's just like, sometimes I feel like I would have been so much more appreciated, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Up in the 90s, chilling with y'all.
But you know what? I think that's where you bring in not us to, but you bring in others to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because there's a lot of times where, yeah, and people think like, oh, you know, such and such. I know this. And then you tell them like, no, that was from such and such. It's when they mm-hmm. picked it up that it's new to them. So there's a exactly. lot of people that's going to hear the album and it's going to be new to them. But
yes.
but we know what that feeling is that you're talking mm-hmm. about. So it hits us all. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
how much, and I'm going to let you go. But last thing is, how much do you love the album?
I mean, I love it so much. Honestly, I'm so proud of myself. Yeah. Like I'm so proud of myself. I haven't been.
What would you tell your friend?
Tell myself that in a long time. Huh? Like,
what would you tell your friend if this was their album? You know what I'm saying? Because to us to say it ourselves is braggadocious. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Saying,
but what would you really tell, like,
I
girl?
I mean, honestly, I would tell him, like, bitch, you outdone yourself. And I mean, the thing about it is, you know, I've came at my own albums. So, you know, this is not a thing where it's like, oh, she just saying that because it's her album. Like, I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in this album. Sometimes I listen to this album and I really do cry because I'm like, this is right here. This is God telling me, never doubt yourself. Always follow your first mind and your first heart, because this is you. This is what you wanted from the beginning. This is all I ever asked for, was people to listen and to trust me. That trust is so important, because that's why I started directing. Nobody's going to ever see what I see.
And you know what I love about it too, is that you've never been a person that we can put into the box. You know what I'm saying? Right. I remember some of my first introductions was like early MTV, and you know what I'm saying? Like, and to see what you have become and to see what you continue to do, you know, because at one point, Tiana, it was like, she's a singer. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I love how you didn't put, you know, is it dancer? Is it model? Is it singer? Is it, you know, you didn't put yourself into a box. And being that you didn't put yourself into a box, we couldn't put you into a box. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
with letting you go, I'm going to tell you that the album is a beautiful project. And it's one of those projects that I feel people are going to roll with for a long time.
Yes.
You know how sometimes you do a hit it and quit it? This is where it, like, and you know, it's not being on your own shit, but you know you put together a great album, and we got to recognize it as such. And time is very precious, and I know that you got to be everything to you and everything to someone else. So I definitely thank you for your time, Tiana, and thank you for a great project as well.
And thank you for the love all the time.
Yeah,
thank you. And
I can tell, man, that this one, it feels different to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So God bless you, baby girl. And God willing,
thank you so much.
We'll see you in the neighborhood and keep those feet up or whatever you got to do during this pregnancy. You know what I'm saying? Which I know you won't. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you have no relax. I'm on chill mode. But you know what I'm saying? It was good for me to at least say it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But
Tiana, thank you so much.
God bless you, queen. You have yourself a beautiful day.
God bless you. Thank you. You too, babe.
There it is. Tiana Taylor in the neighborhood. Big Boys Neighborhood. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit c8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.